You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has urged Christians to be truthful, warning them against the temptations of hypocrisy and flattery. His words came during the homily at morning mass on Tuesday at the Casa Santa Marta. Hypocrisy, the Pope explained, is not the language of Jesus, nor is it the language of Christians. In fact, he said, the hypocrite is capable of destroying a community, explaining that Jesus often uses the adjective hypocrite to describe the doctors of the law, because, as the etymology of the word illustrates, they claim to have higher standards or more noble beliefs than is the case. Pope Francis reflected on the gospel reading of the day and said that hypocrites always use flattering language, like the Pharisees or Herodians who tried to ensnare Jesus in his speech.
L'ipocrita sempre è un adulatore.
Hypocrites, Francis said, begin with adulation, exaggerating the truth, feeding into one's vanity. And flattery, he continued, is triggered by bad intentions, as in the case of the doctors of the law in today's liturgical reading, who put Jesus to the test, flattering him and then asking him a deceitful question. But Jesus, he said, always puts things back into the perspective of reality, answering with the wisdom of the Lord.
Sempre Gesù agli ipocriti e agli ideologici risponde con la realtà.
The language of hypocrisy, he said, is the language of deceit. It is the same language the serpent used with Eve. It begins with flattery and ends up destroying people and communities. And saying it is also so bad for the church, the Pope concluded with a warning to all those Christians who fall into this sinful and destructful attitude, reminding them that the only way to respond to flattery is with truth. The only way to respond to ideology is with reality. Let us ask the Lord to guard us from this vice, to help us be truthful, and if this is not possible, he said, to keep silent, but never to be a hypocrite. I'm Linda Bordoni.